AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. French police say it appears the gunman who shot three police officers in Paris yesterday, killing one of them, was acting alone, though the Islamic State group is taking responsibility for the attack, which also wounded a tourist. Police shot the gunman dead. Our Laurie Hinnant is in Paris.
Two French officials have told AP that the Champs-Élysées gunman was detained as recently as February for threatening police and then freed for lack of proof.
The Syrians reportedly have as much as 3 tons of chemical weapons in their possession. Now the U.S. is warning President Assad not to use those chemical weapons on his own people again. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis saying this morning,
I think it's important that we remind ourselves that if good people don't band together, then bad people can do a lot of damage in this world. And we're committed to stopping that.
Aya Hejazi is back in the U.S. after 3 years as a prisoner in Egypt. She's an Egyptian-American charity worker jailed on bogus charges, say human rights groups. The White House reportedly negotiated her release. After being missing for more than a month, a 15-year-old Tennessee girl has been found in a remote part of Northern California. The 50-year-old high school teacher accused of kidnapping her, arrested. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation spokesman Josh Devine tells the Today Show the girl appears to be physically okay.
We want to make sure that she's getting the best care and make sure that across the board she's in the best state possible before she gets home here to Tennessee.
Teacher Tad Cummins surrendered to sheriff's deputies without incident in Cecilville, California, hours after authorities had set up surveillance on his vehicle in the area. This is AP Radio News. President Trump is tweeting that holding a president to task for his first 100 days in office is, quote, a ridiculous standard. Our Sagar Magani's in Washington with the president's tweet.
The 100-day assessment started in the FDR days, since he accomplished so much right after taking office. President Trump tweets he has accomplished a lot, too, including getting a new Supreme Court justice. But he says the media will kill, no matter how much he gets done. Just 3 days ago, the president said no administration has accomplished more in the first 90 days.
Beginning today, the UN files on World War II war crimes will be more accessible online. You'll be able to search an online catalog of the documents for the first time beginning today. Britain says it will issue new dress code guidance after a woman was sent home from PricewaterhouseCoopers in London for wearing flat shoes instead of high heels. Britain points out discriminations against the law. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.